The Electoral Commission says the first phase of biometric voters registration has been a success despite initial hiccups. It said the second phase, which will commence on Wednesday, will be smooth, devoid of challenges faced during the first phase. Speaking to Radio Ghana in Accra, its acting director of public affairs, Christian Owusu-Parry, noted that the field technicians will be increased to address technical challenges when they crop up. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
In our assessment, the exercise has gone very well. In spite of the initial challenges we had with some of the equipment and the slowness of the data entry class on the first day of the registration exercise, there had been very remarkable improvement in the days following the start of the exercise. And from the records that we have from the data center, there is indication that we are even working faster than anticipated. And so we think that the exercise has gone very well.
So do you foresee further challenges considering the way the first phase went?
We had a lot of challenges on the very first day of the exercise. But as the days went by, fewer challenges were encountered. There were lesser and lesser of equipment breakdown. And that means that we were making progress. In the second phase, we do not think that we will have the kind of challenges we had when the exercise started on the 24th. A lot of the data entry clerks have now been able to pick up speed. They are able to process more applicants in a day. And so we expect to see shorter queues, people staying at the registration centers for shorter minutes or maybe fewer hours registration center. And then we also do not expect the frequent equipment breakdown that characterized the start of the exercise, because most of the computers that we were using have been worked on by the technicians, and a lot of the problems have been resolved.
So what are some of the new strategies that you see have adapted for the next phase?
Special strategies, except that we are meeting the technicians that work on the equipment, and we are charging them to visit the registration centers more frequently this time than they did in the first round.
That was the acting head of public relations at the EC, Christian Owusu-Parry.